the one to sue his bandmates to end the business partnership. He was not the one to end the artistic partnership.
He said it's been frustrating for more than half a century to be blamed for the breakup.
McCartney also said that Lennon's decision to leave the band was driven by his pursuit of social justice. Some of these efforts included bagism, where John and his wife Yoko Ono wore bags, literally bags, to urge people not to judge others based on their appearance. Or their bed-ins for peace, where they would lay in bed in hotel rooms for a week to protest against various conflicts, particularly the Vietnam War. McCartney said that while you couldn't argue with Lennon's good intentions, he feels that the Beatles would have lasted longer if Lennon had not instigated the breakup. McCartney described the breakup as the most difficult time in his life. He also announced that he's written a book of commentaries on his song lyrics, which includes songs written by the Beatles. McCartney has continued to perform and record. His most recent project, McCartney 3, is his 18th solo album, which was released in December of 2020. Paul McCartney is one of the most successful composers and performers of all time. He's written or co-written 32 songs that have topped the American Billboard Hot 100 chart. He's won 18 Grammy Awards, was knighted in 1997, and as of 2020, was one of the wealthiest musicians in the world, with an estimated fortune of £800 million, or $1.1 billion.
Your favorite songs from today's best music. This is your New Life Station.
Kelly Clarkson takes us into the music on your New Life Station.